This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people in immigration detention in an Aurora facility continues to climb. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
An analysis by a professor at Syracuse University found that the number of people in ICE detention nationally fell slightly in mid-May to some 48,000 people. But that trend isn't holding in Aurora, where numbers compiled by U.S. Representative Jason Crow's office show the population keeps increasing. There are about 1,250 people there now in the private facility, which is nearing capacity. Both nationally and in Colorado, the detention numbers are approaching the largest recorded during the first Trump administration in 2019. The Syracuse University report found that the biggest growth in people in detention in the last 2 weeks were people with no criminal charges or convictions. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Nurses for veterans say potential layoffs by the White House will lead to massive staffing cuts and harm patients' health care. Registered nurse Sharda Fornarino is an ICU nurse in Colorado and state director of a group called National Nurses United. She says because of short staffing, VA nurses already have had to take up the work of housekeepers and nutritionists.
Every day, VA nurses are asked to do too much, and our facilities are at a breaking point.
Nurses have joined with other federal sector unions to file a lawsuit over job cuts. Hot summertime weather is a double-edged sword in Colorado. May through September is the height of ozone season. It happens when the sunshine basically cooks pollutants in the air, creating smog. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
It's when we get those really sunny, hot days, and we urge people to, you know, not mow their lawns or try to carpool if they can, because all you're doing is adding, you know, all those gases into the air that's making the level even worse for people with COPD or any, you know, lung issues.
Colorado violated EPA standards for high ozone about 40 days last summer, making it one of the worst ozone seasons in a decade. This is CPR News.